Hi, I'm Thomas Cook. Welcome to Making It and what that means to me.
Welcome to another episode of Making It with Thomas Cook. Thomas, tell us about what these three words mean to you. Up with people. Take us into it. We are now post high school, post car accident, dreaming of singing, dreaming of knowing the world. And maybe it'd be a fun thing to tell us, what did you do when you were in sixth grade with your father's briefcase? And how did that lead you to this opportunity with Up With People?
In Cape Cod, in Sandwich, Massachusetts, we had an arts council. And we brought opera, ballet, we brought the arts in. And I said to my mom, I said, how can they bring the arts in and bring plays for kids if they don't ask any kid what plays they should bring in? And so my mother kind of looks at me like, who is this boy? And I said, I'm going to go to the town council meeting and I'm going to ask them to nominate me to be on the town council board for the arts. I got all dressed up in this little suit and a little thin black tie and my dad's briefcase, which was the size of a desk. She dropped me off in the front of the town hall and watched me walk in. And I know her heart and soul was such a good place because she never said no to any of us kids. She let us dream. And I walked in, I sat at the town council meeting, and I said I wanted to be heard, and I said, listen, if we're spending money to bring arts to the kids, why don't you ask us kids what we want? They're all looking at me like, who is this little boy? And I said, and I think I'd like to be nominated to be on the board. They nominated me and put me on as an honorary board member. So that was the beginning of the arts for me, of wanting to do something on that. You know, we talked about my car accident, but on my senior year, when I had auditioned for Up With People, I had just left the hospital. I still had stitches in my chest. I would not tell Up With People that.
And what was Up With People for people that don't know?
Up with people, you meet them wherever you go. Up with people, they're the best kind of folks we know. Yeah, that was it.
But what was it?
Oh, it's a singing group. They did the Super Bowl. They traveled the world. There were, at that time, like 5 casts. Each cast had like 150 people in them. They traveled all over the world. They're from all the cast members from different countries. So for 1 year back then, you would travel the world, stay with host families, and the host families were so awesome. Because you met all these people from different countries and cultures. I know back then, that's kind of what gave me my inspiration of not being afraid to be able to stay with strangers and ask questions. And I didn't know, I'd never milked a cow in my life. In my life. I didn't know what Rocky Mountain oysters were. Do you know what that is? Let's just say I grew up in Cape Cod and they're not those kind of oysters. And then I stayed with a family from Canada, the Philmans. God bless them. If you're listening, Gary and Janice and everybody in the family, I love you. They were my host family, picked me up in a station wagon with a dog in the back seat. They ended up living in this log cabin mansion. It was incredible. Gary had a small college, a business college he owned, stayed with them. The reason why this story is really important to listen to is he ended up later on running for Premier of Canada. And I went back to Canada and helped him on his bus tour for the election. He then became the longest running Premier of Manitoba for Canada. And his wife, Janice Filman, hey Janice, love ya. Janice was the most amazing First Lady for Canada. She was awesome with Winnipeg, Manitoba. She was the first person that asked me to get involved, and I wrote a song for cancer. And I didn't know anybody with cancer back then. Not a soul. I mean, I felt so bad that she had breast cancer, and nobody in my family had been affected with cancer. Nothing. But I said, sure, I'll write you a song. It was called Voices in the Night. Was the name of the song, which is called Rays of Hope on my album. So Voices in the Night was a song I wrote for cancer. And who would have known 30 years later, I'm part of changing the world of cancer. God, that's amazing. It's kind of cool to reflect like this because it brings you back to really think about how your life takes you places. So busy moving ahead that I don't go backwards to think about it because I don't have time to. And so, Brian, when you stop and ask me to do that, it reminds me how absolutely fortunate I am and how life has been so fun. I ended up writing a song for cancer long before I ever knew I was going to come up with a treatment to change cancer. Janice, cut to 20 years later, was just dubbed by the Queen of England, and she is the Lieutenant Governor, the Queen's representative of England in Canada, in Manitoba. Went to go visit her over the summer, and she actually is living in the Queen of England's home. And so every bedroom has a portrait of the Queen of England, and it was fun. That was part of my Up With People stuff. I was staying with the host families and staying in touch with them 20, 30 years later. So Up With People was an amazing experience that kind of helped break your mold, your shell. And that's where I got to sing the first time at the Polo Club. Little did I know, 5 years later, I'd be singing for Prince Charles at that same Polo Club. So again, this whole way the world rotates
and goes. The full circleness of it all.
It's awesome. It just was amazing. Up With People, we had gone through Nashville, and back then, Nashville was nothing what it is now. And everybody said to me back then, oh, dude, you should move to Nashville because soon it's going to be booming. And I was looking at all of them, a boy from Cape Cod, going, Nashville? I didn't even know what country music was. Back then it was Johnny Cash, you know, we didn't have country stars like we do now. I moved to Nashville because everyone said to after Up With People, and I met this guy. I won't bring up his name because it's a sad story, but I met this guy. He said, hey, I'll offer you a job in Opryland, which is at the Grand Ole Opry. Come, I'll find a place for you. God, way back then, we didn't realize how pure life was. Things have changed since then. But back then, my mother and friend brought me to Huntsville, Alabama, where I stayed with Nancy Carmichael. Nancy Carmichael was in Huntsville, Alabama. She was my host mom. She said, stay with me for a couple days at the house before you go into Nashville. I stayed with her. She then tells me that Beverly Sassoon is her sister. And back then, Sassoon was a huge big name. They helped me with introductions with some people in Nashville and left there, went to Nashville, met this producer at the Grand Ole Opry, at the Opryland. Said I could stay with him a couple days. I was in my early 20s, so naive. So if anybody's listening out there, it's okay to be naive. It's part of learning. It's part of how you grow up. However, for me, sometimes the hard knocks are the toughest. Because at 21, I really believed that this man was going to help me, give me a job, allow me to get my first break at the Grand Ole Opry in Opryland. I ended up staying with him. He said there was only one bed. And I knew then, oh God, what have I done? So I spent that first night because I had nowhere to go. Of course, yes, he tried to hit on me and all that stuff, and it broke my heart. It broke my heart that I believed in somebody that really wanted to help. And I guess that's why now in my life, when I offer to help people, my intentions, my integrity is 100% that you don't ever be disillusional to somebody and offer to help or offer to do things and not be that person. Karma's a bitch. He did that later on, and I found out 10 years later, he did that with somebody and he ended up being killed.
Wow.
It's a horrible story.
Wow.
He picked up a stranger, brought them home, and they ended up killing him. And that, my heart's very sad for him. I don't wish that upon anybody, but karma can be a bitch sometimes. I wanted my karma to be good. I think I've tried to be that person throughout my life. So Nashville, stayed there a while, didn't know where I was going to live. I ended up going to this place called Bo's. He was a hairdresser, and a friend of mine's sister worked there. So I went and saw her, and I said, listen, I need a place to live. I don't know what I'm going to do. She goes, oh, my father is a doctor. They have a house in Nashville. They have an extra place you can rent in the back of guest house. No kidding. I swear to God, he was the doctor to Johnny Cash. And I didn't know who Johnny Cash was really that well, but he was his doctor. Dr. Pomeroy was his name. And he was one of the greatest doctors that knew back then what lupus was. That's how I learned what lupus was. I didn't know lupus was something where you get blood transfusions and it's bone marrow and all this stuff. That was one of my little first introductions to country music. And then eventually I just realized country music wasn't for me. Now, I will tell you, we'll get back to the Grand Ole Opry, cut to 20 years later. I went back to Nashville. But I will tell you, when I was in Nashville, I wrote one song when I was young. I said, one day I'll meet this woman who's a very famous country singer, and I'll just give you the tagline. Take my pearls, meet me, cause I'm a country boy's delight. And I don't kick and I don't scream, I promise I won't bite. And if you want a lady with Gucci shoes and lace, Well, then you found that lady. Just kiss her on the face. I'll tell you, that will come probably episode 10, because I can't tell you who that was for then. But that was my first country song I ever wrote. I'll talk to you later, guys.
For more information and to book Thomas as a speaker at your next event, please visit thomascookdc.com.